They'd had, I don't remember the numbers, 50 odd options from all the major airlines around the world, including Pan Am and TWA. And the Pan Am cancellations actually happened while we were out at Johannesburg doing the hot and high trials there. And apparently, one of the Pan Am 747 captains came over to our ground crew to, look around the aeroplane and said, "Oh, you heard that we've cancelled the options. How does it feel?" And the ground crewman snapped back, "Well, how does it feel to be working for an airline that can't afford them?" Yeah, nice response, but the reality was that the aeroplane was never going to be the global success that Farnborough and the companies had hoped it might be. Because it was always recognised that it would be a sort of first-class only aeroplane, but it was still thought that the premium would be low enough that it could capture a substantial part of the market. But it became clear that it was not going to do that. Funnily enough, when we were archiving some of the Concorde data, we found a report from the 1950s from Bristol Aeroplane Company doing a commercial examination of the supersonic transport. And it basically said, "Well, we'll be lucky to sell 50 of them, and it's going to cost a lot of money." And yeah, it cost a lot of money. And we didn't even sell 50. There you go.